In today's news headlines, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has been arrested after 7 years of effective house arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, England. He was taken into custody on Thursday morning by British authorities, after which he is expected to be extradited to the U.S. The single charge on which U.S. authorities have indicted him is conspiracy to break into a government computer, a charge which carries a maximum penalty of up to 5 years and which centers around WikiLeaks' role in obtaining classified war documents from Chelsea Manning. Assange and WikiLeaks have also come under fire for releasing thousands of hacked emails from Democratic National Committee servers that are seen as having negatively impacted Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in 2016. But Assange does not face charges over those accusations. Assange's lawyers say they will fight the U.S. extradition in court. His lawyer, Barry J. Pollock, accused the U.S. of, quote, an unprecedented effort by the United States seeking to extradite a foreign journalist to face criminal charges for publishing truthful information. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Hranson spoke to reporters.
We've today received a warrant and a provisional extradition request from the United States alleging that he has conspired with Chelsea Manning in relation to the materials that were published by WikiLeaks in 2010. This sets a dangerous precedent for all media organisations and journalists in Europe and elsewhere around the world. This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
That's the WikiLeaks editor-in-chief speaking on Thursday after Julian Assange's arrest. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump on Thursday responded to reporters' questions claiming ignorance of WikiLeaks. "It's not my thing. I know there's something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange. And that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him." In 2016, Trump had spoken in glowing terms about WikiLeaks because of the apparent benefit to his campaign from its hacking of the DNC servers. In other news, the deadline for the IRS to turn over Trump's tax returns for the past 6 years has come and gone. Democratic Representative Richard Neal had given the IRS until April 10th to comply with a request based on a federal tax provision, but Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who oversees the IRS, has refused to comply, likely setting up a major legal battle. Mnuchin has said he wants to consult the Justice Department on the constitutionality of the request. And in a letter to the House Ways and Means Committee, he wrote that the committee request raises, quote, serious issues concerning the constitutional scope of congressional investigative authority, the legitimacy of the asserted legislative purpose, and the constitutional rights of American citizens. House Democrats on Wednesday released an internal memo from the Education Department making the argument that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has the authority to use federal funds to purchase guns for public school teachers. According to the memo, dated July 16th of last year, the department's Office of the General Counsel has advised that the secretary has discretion to interpret the broad language of the statute as to its permissiveness regarding the purchase of firearms and training on the use of firearms. Federal funds have never been used to purchase firearms for teachers. DeVos has publicly said to lawmakers that she did not have the authority to make a decision about arming teachers. At a congressional hearing on Wednesday, Democratic lawmaker Johanna Hayes of Connecticut asked DeVos why her department's memo contradicted her statements. DeVos has said it's up to states to decide whether to arm teachers as a preventative measure against school shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke with AP on Wednesday, and during her interview, she reiterated her deep concern about Attorney General William Barr's oversight of the special counsel's investigation and final report. She also expressed her candid opinion of President Trump.
"I do believe Special Counsel Mueller is a person to be respected. It remains to be seen what his report is. When we see it, we can make a judgment. I'm very concerned about the statements made by Attorney General Barr. I think that they undermine our Constitution. They undermine the role of the Attorney General. He is not the Attorney General of Donald Trump. He is the Attorney General of the United States." I don't trust Barr, I trust Mueller. Let us see the report. It's no use speculating on it. The fact is that this president has engaged in activities that are unethical, un-American in terms of taking babies out of the arms of their moms, unpatriotic, in every way he is unfit to be president of the United States.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in an interview with Associated Press on Wednesday. Attorney General Barr has said that a redacted version of the special counsel's report will be forthcoming in days. Barr has also said to lawmakers in hearings this week that he believes the Obama administration was spying on the Trump campaign in 2016. Presidential frontrunner Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced a Medicare for All bill in the U.S. Senate this week and has decided to take on head first the strongest critique of such a health care program, its price tag. In an easy-to-understand four-page white paper he released on Wednesday, he explained how his plan does not actually require new spending. Rather, it, quote, represents a rebalance of how our current dollars are spent. The paper also adds, quote, Medicare for All represents a belief that our current system relies far too heavily on individuals' ability to finance necessary and life-saving medical care through premiums, co-pays, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket expenses. Under a Medicare for All system, government would be the chief financer of health care. In Louisiana, authorities have arrested a man in connection with the burning down of three black churches in a single parish over 10 days. 21-year-old Holden Matthews, a white man and the son of the sheriff's deputy, was arrested on Wednesday evening and charged with three counts of arson. Attempting to explain away his motives, a privilege rarely afforded to suspects of color, the state fire marshal, Butch Browning, said, quote, information investigators have uncovered and that Matthews has offered suggests a possible connection with a genre of music called black metal and its associated history with church burnings in other parts of the world, which have been documented in movies and books. He added, any questions as to the potential motives of hate are continuing to be vetted by federal authorities. The NAACP had called the church burnings domestic terrorism. And in international news, Sudan's longtime president Omar al-Bashir has been ousted in a military coup. Weeks of mass protests, during which dozens of people were killed by security forces, paved the way for the ouster. Al-Bashir had himself come to power more than 30 years ago as the result of a military coup. In addition to national anger over al-Bashir's decades of rule, the ousted president was also charged by the International Criminal Court over genocide in Darfur. Sudan's defense minister, Awad ibn Auf, has declared himself interim leader, saying that there would be a two-year transition period during which the military would remain in charge. Already, the military has begun cracking down, however, with the imposition of a month-long curfew. And finally, in the long-running saga that is Brexit, European Union leaders on Wednesday allowed Britain a six-month delay in coming up with a divorce agreement for leaving the EU. The new deadline is now October 31st. European Council President Donald Tusk warned British Prime Minister Theresa May, please do not waste this time. And that does it for our news headlines.